This podcast replay is brought to you by 3A Sports Graphics. 3A Sports Graphics is more than shirts. They're passionate about the custom gear that brings what you love to life. Call them at 786-251-3404.
So let's get to our 3A Graphics sports calendar. Alan Blanco in Hialeah, 786-618-1443. Custom printing and embroidery if your company needs it. Call our great people at 3A Graphics. Sixers over the Heat, 105-104. Miami now will continue in the play-in. They will take on the Bulls on Friday at 7 o'clock. Bulls defeated the Hawks, 131-116. Bro, Kobe White, 42 points? Holy shit, dude.
Wow. 131, you've said it before. The Heat can score 131?
They couldn't score 116, what the Hawks did. So, yeah. Giants over the Marlins, 3-1. No surprise there. They dropped to 4-15, 2-11 at home. Today, 7:40. Are you sure it's AJ Puck? Puck sucks. Oh, okay. Okay, so it's not puke, it's Puck sucks. I like that. Okay. So AJ Puck sucks, 0-3, 5-9-1 against Jameson Taillon. Lakeland kid, by the way. Yeah. It's practically a touchdown, yeah. Yeah. And then Saturday at Chase Stadium, 7:30, Inter hosting Nashville. Nashville's in 14th place. Miami's tied for first. Does that mean anything to you?
That means Messi's playing all 95 minutes.
But does it mean anything to you? Do you go into that game with any more confidence because Nashville's 14th?
No.
No. No. Because Nashville is the biggest pain in the ass since Miami came into the league. So I am hoping they beat Nashville like 7-0, bro. Seriously. Like, I'm here in Hialeah, but I'm coming back on Saturday, and I'm going to find some lady somewhere and put some brujeria on Nashville. Because, bro, they are a pain in the ass when it comes to Inter Miami. So, Miami's tied for first with 15 points with the New York Red Bull, and Nashville's in 14th place with 7 points. And yet, I am terrified of this matchup on Saturday. And we have the best player in the world. It's crazy. It really is. I go into a game that I'm going to be really nervous as a fan because stinking Nashville. I hate Nashville. It's like hating the Jets and the Patriots and the Bills. Not quite, but it's getting there. Seriously. Some of you aren't really into Inter like I am. I mean, I've been into Inter and Miami FC and the Strikers. And so I've always supported our local soccer teams. I've always been a soccer fan. Everybody know, anybody that follows me knows. Doesn't matter if it was the Fusion, doesn't matter Miami FC, Inter Miami, the Strikers. I have always been a major supporter and I will always be a supporter of local soccer. So for me, it just means a lot, a little bit more than most people.